Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLM? Time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Hold on a second. I think we're having a little bit of feedback. Kalina?
Hello?
Is there echo?
I can barely hear you. Do you want me to call back?
Yeah, call back.
Okay,
so welcome to Reality Spirituality. You know how when we have guests, sometimes there's a little bit of technical difficulties. So she's going to call back in. But before she calls back in, I just want to share with my new listeners. Hold on a second. Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, it's perfect.
Perfect.
Okay, so hold on just a second. I'm just giving an introduction. Okay, so all right, everyone, welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and today we have psychic Kalina Smith all the way from more echoes. Did you hear that, Kalina?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, but I don't hear it now.
It went all funny. I heard like a beep too.
Mhm. But I don't hear it now. Do you hear it now?
No. Your voice is slightly distorted, but I can hear you.
Okay. You know what? Let me try calling you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. You know, first of all, welcome to the show, and I love technology. I really, really do. It's just sometimes the bugs that we ironed out already need to be ironed out again. Hold on just a second.
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you good.
Okay, perfect. Woof. What a way to start a show. I haven't even given an introduction. But that's okay. That's the way. That is the world. That's the way of this world. It's reality and what happens in every moment. And so reality spirituality is about really how to experience more happiness in your own life, how to experience more peaceful moments. I've kind of switched it up and instead of, I use the word happiness, but what I really, really want to convey is the feeling and the vibration of peace. And so how to experience more peace in every moment of your life. And there are, believe it or not, there are ways and there are tools and there are behaviors and there are strategies for practicing how to experience more peace. And that's what we talk about in Reality Spirituality. But today I have Kalina
Hello.
Smith. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. And I'm just giving a really quick introduction. And she's been conducting professional psychic readings for over a decade. And during her early teenage years, she realized her ability to be a communicator between the angels, fairies, spirit guides, and the seekers. Kalina firmly believes that all psychic readings should empower the seeker, which is the client, which is you, my dear audience, and that all readings should be for the highest good. Kalina, welcome again to Reality Spirituality. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be on.
Now, and you let me know if the you let me know if the sound is changing or you can't hear me, okay? Because this is an ongoing. Hold on a second. I'm just trying to go to the other another tab.
Okay.
Oh, we're really professional over here. Okay. Hold on a second. Uh-oh. Okay.
Okay.
Kalina, hold on, okay?
Okay.
Believe it or not, I kicked myself out of my own show.
Oh, no.
That's all right. Oh. Okay, good. Let me just make sure. My audience is so patient. Thank you, audience. All right, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, and we have a few calls that people want to speak with you live, but before we go to our calls, let me ask you, before we've been on the show together before, and the last time we spoke we said we're going to talk about relationships and we're going to talk about dating. Just expand on that, because I know that's one of the biggest topics in the world today, or in anyone's life, especially if they're quote unquote single. So what have you found in your life and your teachings and daily speaking with your clients and just people in general?
Right. Yeah, that's a great question. Well, for me, I'll share my personal experience. So back in my 20s, like, I dated here and there, but I found I really wasn't. I was more focused on learning about me, learning about who I am, and to become very comfortable in my own energy. So I would do my own meditations. I would focus on growing who is Kalina? What do I want from life? And then after spending many years doing that, I start feeling the energy that I felt like I was ready for a partner. So I would start creating opportunities for him to come forward. And I think that the context I'm going to kind of present these techniques are, it's when, because there's a lot of people out there that are in the energy where you might feel a partner. You might have an intuition where you may not have met him or her, but you could feel that, okay, there's someone out there for me. I just haven't found them yet. So kind of one technique that I kind of want to share with your listeners is how you can use your own intuition, your own abilities to help find that partner. But I will say that I find this technique works best once you take the time to work on you, once you're comfortable with who you are, and once you're in an energy where, like, you are 100% okay if you are, you know, if it's just you. Like, you're okay in that energy. And you finding that partner, it just adds on to the experience, but it doesn't take away from you, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense, and you just hit on one of the things that is the most important, in my opinion, is being okay and being comfortable and, quite frankly, enjoying your own company.
Exactly. Because I know, like, for me, when I started dating, I was at a point where I was really okay. Like, if I didn't find anyone, that I wasn't scared by that. I was like, oh, okay, I'm fine. Like, it's fine being on my own. And my Reiki master, she was in a marriage before, and then she was single for the rest of her life, and she loved it. She loved the freedom, because one thing I was always taught that, you know, when you are single, and this could also be applied to, like, if all of a sudden, like, you don't have a job, and all of a sudden you have all this freedom. The guardians will often say that the guardians are your angels, guys. They're the ones that have been with you since birth. So they will often say that, you know, when you're being given the gift of freedom, whether it's freedom to fall in love with yourself, to be single and enjoy who you are, that's a beautiful thing. And I think it's unfortunate that, I know in my experience, I have a lot of clients that will come to me that they're scared to be alone. They're scared, and then that's the motive to go dating. And I don't know, when you go into that energy where you're like, okay, I need to find someone because I don't want to be alone, energetically, you're going to attract that energy. And I think that's why it's so important to be comfortable with who you are, because you want to bring in the proper energy. if that makes sense.
Well, it makes a lot of sense, and what you're saying is something that I've said for years too. And the bottom line is water rises to its own level, and so
right.
you're only going to attract who you are, and who you are at this moment. So it's a really interesting thing. See, we were, in my opinion, we were programmed for unhappiness. That's my title of my second book, by the way. Program for unhappiness. And part of that programming has to do with wanting to be or feeling dissatisfied with life.
Oh, I think I'm losing you, Rebecca.
Hello?
There, okay. It just went right funny for a second.
Oh.
It's good now.
Oh, okay. Can you get hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was saying part of this programming that we've all received is the programming that we need to have a partner, or we need to have a mate, or we need to feel, we can't feel satisfied or fulfilled without somebody else. And you talked about an energy. It's really a vibrational, what vibration are you putting out? And the bottom line is the vibration of satisfaction or the vibration of dissatisfaction.
Exactly. Because I know in my experience, once I got to that point, and it took years, it took me a while to get there, once I got to the point where I really knew in my heart I'm okay if I don't find my partner or find someone, and I was really at a peace, like I could feel this peace.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got there, then the path became very clear on where to go find him.
Mm.
I'm with a beautiful man now with it. And I'll be happy to share with the audience how I got through, made that happen. But
yeah.
I kind of want to focus on, if it's okay, how your listeners can get to that point where it's okay to be on your own. Because I 100% agree with you, Rebecca. It is, we are programmed. We're programmed right from the beginning. Like, if we read children's stories, I know back in my day it was, you know, a princess couldn't be take care of herself. She had to find a prince.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was, you constantly had that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, we're always told, no, you don't have that power.
Mm. Well, let me just say one thing, and then I want you to go into what you want to talk about specifically. But you said something else that's really, really, really important, which is it took a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I've discovered, because I don't have a quote-unquote significant other than myself.
Right?
I'm my significant other. And one of the things that you said with this is being patient. Patience, having that vibration or having that mindset, having that foundation of patience is so important, because it took me years and years and years. When I was divorced, I mean, I didn't know what to do. I need to be in a relationship, and did the same thing, you know, well, back in the day, it wasn't online dating. It was, you had to put an ad in the newspaper or magazine. Yeah. And so that's what I did. But then, like you said, you get to a point where you're really comfortable, but it does take time. But if you make the commitment to wanting this peace and this contentment, and then you want to attract the same type of person that wants peace and contentment, then that's when life starts really getting exciting.
Exactly.
So you were saying you wanted to share something else about your...
Right. Well, I'll kind of share how I got to the point first, to the point how I got peace, because I went through the energy where I was like, no, I have to find someone. Because I was, apart from dating, I was like dating here and there. Like, I was pretty much single through my 20s, and I didn't get serious about dating until I was about 33. So we're talking like a long, long time. And I was on a side note, though, for 7 years of that time, I was in an adoption process where I had to be single. So once that was done, then I was able to date.
Mm-hmm.
So when during my 20s, at the beginning, I really felt the pressure. Because, and it wasn't just, like, it was, you know, what you see off TV or media and stuff like that, you had, that's one form of pressure. But I also had my, like, my peers and my family, like, when are you finding your man? Like, and I had everyone coming at me, which would feed my insecurities, because I would kind of judge myself. I'd be like, well, I don't have someone, so that means maybe I'm not successful, maybe I'm not doing the thing. So I would have moments where I would get really upset. So then I would just sort of like, okay, I'm just going to put that to the side and devote myself to my studies. So through my meditation, studying the tarot, astrology, and stuff like that. And the more I did that, the more I focused on what I loved, the more peace I got. So, and in my early 20s, probably about 22, 23, I realized I just made the conscious decision that, okay, I'm not going to let that energy have that hold on me because that's upsetting me. And then I realized, well, wait a minute, I'm giving away my power. If I keep focusing on, you know, so-and-so friend or family members, if they keep putting their energy on me, I'm allowing that. And in Buddhism, it's interesting because one of their philosophies is like if someone gets angry, that in their tradition they say, well, that's on you. You're the one allowing that anger to come. Mm-hmm. So that's, and in Buddhism, there's three poisons. Anger is one of them that will distract you from your path. So when I was getting upset, I kind of took that theory and applied it to the dating part, which was, okay, if I get stressed, have put that pressure on me, I'm giving away my power. So. And bit by bit, and this wasn't overnight. I really want to emphasize that to the listeners. It took a long time mm-hmm. of practicing that where it was like, okay, I'm okay to be single. I'm okay to focus on me. And what the guardians would say to me is follow what makes you happy, regardless how sad, like how heavy the energy is or if you feel like you're having, if you're sad. So, like, for example, if it's 10 o'clock at night and you feel like a piece of cheesecake, have a piece of cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put that in, because that's a moment of celebration. That's beautiful.
Mm.
And the more you bring that in, the more you bring happiness into your life and just have that courage to follow what makes you happy, things will get easier. Bit by bit, because you'll have that confidence, that energy, where you'll recognize, okay, this is what's making me happy, and this is what I want in my life. You're using your power to trust that. So after, and you would go, and you are going to have moments where you're just going to feel down. Like I can remember having moments where I just felt so sad. Like I felt like, okay, where? Because I would feel that I felt him, and it was like nothing was happening. And I was like, okay, well, what do I do? Because I would do, I'm sure a lot of listeners would read this online, like, you know, you write your intention list. If you had the perfect man, what would he be like? You send out your intention and stuff like that. I did all that. Nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I was doing meditations. I was doing my reading. And what would happen is I would go through periods where instead of devoting my training, my psychic training, to go further with my psych, I would actually use those to focus on finding him. And nothing happened. It just kept getting blocked. And one of the really hard lessons I went through was the lesson of expectations, which I think, Rebecca, I think we talked about this before in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So expectations, if we have a very specific expectation, so like if, say if I'm back, I'm 36 now, so let's say if I'm back in my 20s, and I was like, say I was 22, and I'm like, okay, by the time I'm 23, I'm going to meet him, be married by the time I'm 24, have, you know, 10 kids by 25, you know, so like, you know, have those expectations. Well, what happens is you take away your power because you're not letting things flow the way that it needs to go. So when you're finding yourself, I wouldn't put pressure on yourself. I wouldn't put an energy where it's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to become who I am in the next month, and then I'm going to find my partner after. It's a natural process, and it's something that it does take time, but guardians, like, they've really emphasized this is a gift of freedom. This is a gift to love yourself. And then because always, and the other part, too, I found, I went to a teacher or reading one.
Hello? Galena. You know what, Galena, I'm going to have to call her back. Let me call you back because you just went... The sound just went dead. You know what's interesting? I was waiting for whatever she had to say next. And here we go. Let's call again. Okay, hold on. Hold on, audience. Hold on, audience. Stay with me, audience. Stay with me, audience. Stop.
Hello?
Oh, gee, there you are.
Yay. It was not letting me connect at all.
Yeah, and I was trying to connect to you. Okay, so you were I don't even remember where you stopped, but go ahead.
I think that's the part where it's just sort of just allowing the process to flow, like allow the process of falling in love with yourself to flow. No, don't put no pressures on yourself, just fine. Find the love in yourself. That's how I want to describe it. It's an energy. Fall in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
And because once you get there, and you will get there, there will be this peace. And there's this energy where you'll just feel all those pressures. Like in my experience, it was from like friends, family, society's pressure, all those energies that are put on us. It breaks and it flows with us. And even now, like I love my boyfriend. But I also know, too, that, you know, if we graduate from one another, I'm okay. I know that. And I find going into a relationship with that peace so empowering. Because if you go, I've been there, I've dated guys, I'm like, I put so much energy and catered so much to what they needed, trying to keep them, because you have those pockets of energy where you're like, no, I don't want to be single. It just, and you lose the experience. You lose that energy. And by mind you, it was a very good lesson. It was you experience what you're not, but it served me now where it's like, I'm not going to repeat that. I'm not going to do that again.
Mm.
So that's something that I think it's just fall in love with yourself. And I'm not saying that in an ego way or anything like that. It's just, you know, we have a beautiful world and we all have a divine right to, you know, to just love. Love yourself, love this world. And once the more you love, the more you're going to create more love around you and bring that aura in. And the other part that I find is once I got to that space where I was really at peace, I found, like, let's say if a guy is flirting with you, and you know, because every woman out there knows, anyone knows, that when someone's flirting with you and you know that this person's not maybe the best vibration for you, mm-hmm. sometimes we make excuses. We're like, well, he is putting attention on me, so I'll just let that go, kind of a thing. What I found, what happened was once I was very at peace with myself, that doesn't have hold on you. Like, I won't accept that. I was like, no, your energy's not mine. And I have no anger towards that person or anything like that. It's just, no, that's just not my energy.
What you're talking about is compatible energy, just having energy that's compatible. And the interesting thing, you also said you're not going to accept or accept that kind of behavior. But what it is really an acceptance of self and valuing self.
Right. Exactly.
And when you place a value and when you really know that you're valuable, being mistreated or any other type of behavior won't be. First of all, it just won't be accepted. You won't accept it, and then you also won't. Hold on, I just got two messages here.
Sorry.
You know what? This multitasking just is not working for me. But so let me get back to you said about loving yourself, and I just want to clarify, because that word love is thrown around, but really what is the definition? What is the real definition of love? And there's we all have a different feeling or definition of what that is, and for me, I use the term accepting myself with no judgments. I think you said that earlier. And not only accepting self, but acceptance of each moment, whether I'm with somebody or I'm not with someone. It's really the acceptance of every moment. And wanting something different in this moment is basically a resistance of reality. And so that's where I go.
I agree with that.
No.
Can you hear me okay, Rebecca? Because I want to echo again.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. There just seems to be a bit of an echo. But if you can hear me, we're good.
Okay, yeah, I can hear you.
Good.
Okay, let me go to the callers. We have quite a few callers. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
And we're going to go to our first caller with area code 402. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hi, this is Diane.
Hi, Diane. You have a question?
Yes, I had a question about a relationship I've been in. So I love that you're talking about relationships. It's wonderful, like what you talked about, compatibility and everything. But he is able to put a sexual component into the relationship, and that's very important to me. So I was just wondering if some type of... not really a lesson, but just help me kind of process this. I'm forward.
Diane, hold on a second. There's an echo, right, Kalina?
I can't hear her. I'm sorry, Diane.
Hold on a second, Diane.
Okay.
Hold on one second. Kalina, let me call you back. Call me back, Kalina.
Okay,
Diane, do you have a specific question, though, a specific question?
Well, could I just ask, I'm looking for guidance on just romance in my life for this year.
Okay,
this year.
I got it.
Okay.
Yes, that's good. Let me see. Hello? Hold on a second, Diane.
Okay.
Ooh-wee.
This is one of the reasons why I'm not a really big Skype fan.
I haven't really embraced it yet.
What?
I've not embraced it yet either.
Yeah, I'm not a big Skype fan. Dadnabbit. Let me try again.
Hello?
Oh, there she is.
There we go.
Okay, Diane wants to know. She actually just wants some insight on her love life for this year.
Okay. Okay, the first thing that they're presenting for you, Diane, is they're showing an energy where you're going to a bit of a healing right now or a clearing of old energy that no longer serves you. Because what they're presenting is they're going back to 2015. 2015 was a year, the way they're translating this is like you put your foot down where you're like, enough is enough. And this is sort of, 2016 is a year about understanding your power. It's about understanding who you really are. I do feel like there is a partner there for you, but right now, and it's kind of sort of what we're talking about, Rebecca, it's they're focusing on understanding who Diane is. and then going from there, because once you do that, the partnership, that will make much more sense.
Diane?
Yes.
You know what's interesting about your question about wanting to know about your love life? Because I get questions like that all the time, and I totally, totally get it. So many people want to the reason why they want to connect with someone else and share their life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I found is there's a sense of now I hear an echo again. Do you hear an echo?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on, Diane. Testing.
Slight echo, but I can hear you.
Okay. What I find when people ask that question about dating and wanting to find somebody, it really says that for me it's you're really living in the future. And so when you live in the future, you're robbing yourself of the present moment. This present moment is so precious and so rich and so full. And so when, at least for me, whether it's a relationship or whether it's a different experience, it's living in the future. And so I just want to also share that with Diane, that living in the present moment is really your only reality right now. And
can you hear me okay, Rebecca?
Yes.
Okay. One thing too, I kind of want to add on there is there's also two energies, and I think most listeners would get this, because Diane, I think you're very intuitive as well. So one thing too, like what you said, Rebecca, I totally agree with. I also think too that for intuitives in the present moment, they're also feeling that partner's energy.
Mm.
And it's sort of like that call where it gets confusing, because let's say if your partner's like, you know, months or a year or two off before he or she comes into your world, it can kind of distract you from the present.
Mm.
But as an intuitive, it's sort of like, and I'm sure most of your listeners are in this energy, where it's like you feel them and it confuses you, because it's kind of like, well, I feel my man, but nothing's happening. So it's kind of like, well, where is he? Like, why do I keep feeling and nothing's coming in? And I think that kind of goes back into what we were talking about before. I think that the more you focus on getting solid and in love with yourself, or just like what you said, like no judgment on yourself, just being in that moment, I think that pull, that will heal, because it'll be like, oh, okay, I know he's there and I'm just going to keep doing my thing. Like, you won't have that distraction, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I also want to add to Diane, and then we're going to go to another call, is that if there is not a man in my life, there's only one reason why. I didn't do anything to block him. I didn't do anything to stop him from arriving. It's just that it's not time. It's not time. So I just want to throw that out, because everything happens in perfect order. So if something is not happening in your life in this moment, whether it's a man, whether it's money, whether it's a job, it's because it's not supposed to be happening in this moment.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Before we get to the next caller, do you want me to kind of just share how, like, kind of like some of the techniques I did once I got to that piece?
Please.
Okay. Is Diane okay with that? What was what we said?
Yeah, hold on a second. Hi, Diane. Are you with us?
Yes, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Diane. Thank you, and keep listening. Thank you.
So the next thing I kind of want to share with your audience is, like, once you get to the point that you know in your spirit you are good, you know that you're in love with yourself and you're at peace where you are, what I would recommend is, and this is what I did, so I'll just share exactly what I did when I felt that energy that I'm like, okay, I'm okay where I'm at. Because the guardian says once you got to the point, it's you get to the aura where you want to create opportunities without expectations for your man or for your partner. So one thing I did, I'm sure your listeners know this, so feng shui, that's sort of like the flow, the energy flow in the house.
Mm.
So your bedroom is where the romantic energy is. And kind of the basic rule of it is basically, like, if you met your dream man tonight or your dream partner tonight and you brought them home, you kind of want your bedroom ready for that. So you'd want things that represent what kind of partner you want. So, like, I, for example, I have a statue of a couple dancing because I like that stuff. I don't. One of my rules is I don't like having anything from work in my room, so I don't have any of my tax stuff or my bills or anything like that in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to keep your bedroom clean, because if your bedroom is clutter, it causes a ripple in the energy. That's a big thing in feng shui. You want things clean, especially anything on the floor. You want that gone. Mm-hmm. You don't want anything underneath your bed, because that will, because that's your sleep. That's where your energy goes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a more romantic, what you feel is romance. You want that in your bedroom, because that's just you creating the energy. And it can also be for yourself, like have things in your bedroom that you love. Keep putting that aura in. So once I felt, I knew I was at the point where I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm really good where I am, but I'm going to create some opportunities for him to come forward. What I did was I literally cleaned my room from top to bottom. I cleaned my closet, my drawers, washed the walls, washed the floor, everything. I have some students that will even get new bedding. So it's good, especially if you go through a breakup, do like clean your bedroom first, because that will help, and have only on happy music. Music is energy, so you don't want any heartbreak songs on or anything like that. You want songs that remind you of happy times and energy that will bring in the good energy. So once I was done that, and that took me a while, probably like a week or so to clean my room, and then once, that sounds really bad, with my room's not bad, but
it's
really organized, just to get organized.
Mm-hmm.
So once I was done that, and I felt, because you will feel the energy, like once you're done cleaning, you'll feel this energy, like everything's taken off your shoulders. So once I was done that, what I did was I sort of did this energy ritual where I had a shower, and I just asked the guardians to help me remove any energy that's, you know, blocking or any expectations. And then once I was done that, I got in my most favorite comfortable PJs, curled up in bed, had a glass of wine, piece of cheesecake, because you always want something to celebrate. And I kind of like did it in a nutshell, kind of like, you know, if I had my dream man, what would I like?
Mm.
I remember writing out, and I put on, one thing guardians will say, like, you kind of write out what you're attracted to, also physically. And the reason why, from a psychic point of view, you want to kind of trust what you're attracted to, because there's a conversation between you and your partner that you're showing each other what you kind of look like so you can find each other. So for me, so I'll give you my example of my ex-boyfriend and my current boyfriend. So my ex-boyfriend, I was really attracted to blue eyes, outdoorsmen, men with dogs, like I really like that. And sure enough, and I kept having daydreams about this blue-eyed guy in living in a cabin in the woods. And so I'll come back to that. So when I met him, that was his lifestyle. So that was him communicating to me. So just going back to the process I was talking about. So once I got in bed and I was doing my, wrote out what I want in that show, had my glass of wine, what I did then is I opened up an online banking or online dating account. And online dating, I have to say, like, throughout my 20s, I was against. I was just like, this is boring, nothing's happening, and it's work. And anyone who's done online dating, they'll tell you it's almost like a second job, and there's so much work to it.
Mm-hmm.
And all you're doing, though, from an energy point of view, is once you feel you're ready, create an online dating account, and you're just creating a space for him or her to find you. So what I did was I went on, and, I mean, you are going to get the douchebags. You're going to get the ones that are coming on. You do. You totally do. You get the ones who are just looking for sex or just whatever. But those, the guardians always say that, you know, it's like a garden. Like, sometimes you have to kind of pull a few weeds, remove the energy, and that's fine. And one rule I had when I was online dating is if a man had the courage to message me, I would message them back. Because I don't think that's respectful, like, just to ignore them, because it's just, well, what does that say about them? Like, it sort of says, because to me, if I message someone and they didn't message me back, I'd be like, what, I'm not worth a hi? Like, I would take that really hard. So,
Hold on.
I'll explain why that's...
Okay, go ahead.
I think energy-wise, because that's not who I am. And for me, it's sort of an energy. I feel like I'm going to... if someone's respectful, I have no problem putting a conversation to say hi and to say that, you know, keep the conversation. I'll let them know that if there's no energy here, I'll let them know pretty quickly. Like, you know, I'm okay with conversation, but we're not going to meet. And I'll say it very gently to them. But I don't like the energy of, unless someone, like, if someone's really energy, like, you feel like, okay, something's really off with this gentleman or a person, that's one thing. But if it's just someone that you're just, like, you're not interested, I think it's a good, for me, I can only speak for myself, I think it's a good energy just to be polite and just let them know, or just to keep it a conversation. And one thing in my experience, I had some, after saying that to the gentleman, that, you know, I'm not really connecting to you, but I'm okay with conversations. Rebecca, I swear, I had some of the most beautiful conversations I ever had. Because I'll ask them, you know, what's your experience here on POF? Or what's your experience, like, how are things going? What brought you here? And it was just almost like they opened up their heart and they shared, like, you know, their journey to get here and stuff like that. So it was actually a very beautiful experience.
Mm.
With that, and then you just kind of very gently let them go once that. And if they become, and you've aged, everyone has the intuition where you're like, okay, no, this person's not respecting me, you just block. That's one thing I loved about POF, is that you can just block those that were not being respectful, and you don't have to worry about them. So there's a lot of, there's a lot of positive energy with that from my experience. One role I had was, I had a couple of roles, but one role I had is I asked a gentleman, what's that?
I'm laughing.
The couple of I had is I'd always ask the men three questions. The first question I would always ask them, well, what inspires you? Where's your passion in life? And I would ask that to see, you know, is this person, do they understand who they are? Have they done the work to become the men that they should be or who they are? That kind of aura. And the other part that I find, because there's a lot of guys that they might say it inspires them as money, which to me is not my energy, or they may not have an answer for that because they haven't done the work. So it's a good gauge. I thought it was a really good gauge to be kind of see, well, where are they energetically? The second question I would ask is, okay, what are your 5-year goals? And I would ask that because I want to see, are they serious for a partner? And then the third question I would ask, okay, what are you looking for in a partnership? Because I would want to make sure that I would want to look for a balanced partnership where they're not putting it all on me or expecting to put it all on them and stuff like that. And one thing, one of my rules, I would totally read what they were saying, but one rule, one of my deal breakers were if they answered the question and then didn't ask about me, because Rebecca, I had so many guys that would send like pages long about themselves, and not one thing asking about me, because like to me that's a sign of a balanced relationship, and so that would be my flag, and I would just block them before I would emotionally invest. And I would continue asking a lot of questions. Another rule I had is I would text them on the dating site. I wouldn't call them, give them any personal information for at least 3 to 4 weeks, because in that time you can get a good sense of who this person is. If you decide to invest, and this sounds kind of rude to the other guys, and I don't mean it to, but for me to go meet them for coffee or dinner, that's a lot of energy. So I just want to make sure we're on the same page before I invest that energy. And what I would do is, and the thing, other part too, is there's a lot of men that they would get mad. They'd be like, well, why do we have to talk for 3 or 4 weeks? We can't tell anything. And I'm thinking, yes, I can, and I'm sure you can too. And it's an energy where, and I would take that as right away, that would be another flag, okay, you're not respecting where I'm coming from. I'm willing to compromise. I'm willing to answer your questions. I'm really, like, you know, we can have really good conversations here.
Okay, let me jump in. Let me jump in because we're going on and on and on and on. So I totally get what you're saying about having questions. And my favorite question to ask, and I don't think it takes 3 weeks to find out who somebody is. I really think that for me, I can feel somebody instantly without even asking a question. I could just get a vibe from the picture and or just from their energy. But I want to share one of the questions that I like to ask guys, and it really is very telling. Can you hear me?
It's a little echoey.
Okay, but let me just finish this, and then we're going to go to calls, because I think everybody can hear pretty good. But anyway, I think it's a Skype thing that with echo. But my question is with guys is, what would your everybody has a past relationship. What would your past partner, husband, wife, girlfriend say about you? What were her complaints about you? And I asked that question for a reason. And the reason is because anybody can talk about what inspires them or what, it's just words. But what you really, for me, I really want to get to know if this person can be honest about what somebody else is doing to complain about them. Number one, would they share it?
And then number two, are they able to be honest and share it? So
that's a good question. I like that.
Yeah, and usually what I found is a lot of times guys, especially guys, who's the only ones I'm talking to, well, she didn't have any complaints, or her, or where they go into, she's the one that's the blame for everything. And if they can't come up with five criticisms about themselves, I'm already walking the other way.
That's a really good, I like that.
Thank you. Okay, well, let's go to a call now.
Oh, can I say one last thing about the process, and then I'll stop on that?
Sure.
Just very quick. The last thing I just want to say is that when you do go online dating, because a lot of intuitives, and I know I've been there where I'll go on only for a few hours or a day, and that's it, I'll quit. The only thing I would say is sometimes give it time, because a lot of men, they seem to only go on maybe once a week, so they may not be on at that moment. So one thing I would recommend, if you do choose to go online, maybe give 4 to 6 weeks a window for an opportunity for him to come forward and just let it flow. And that's all I want to say.
Okay, well, let me share what I want to say to this online dating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let the universe find if there's anybody in my life that they want me, that they want to be in my life. I'm going to let the universe bring them, and I don't want to do anything. So there.
Perfect.
I don't need to do any extra work. I did look around the room, though, when you said get everything off the floor. But that's not my bedroom. That's the studio. But, yeah. Okay, let's get – so that's my project after we get off the radio, get everything off the floor. Thank you for that, Kalina.
No problem.
Okay, so let's go to our other caller. This is a private number, area code 111. Hold on a second. You are unmuted.
Hi,
you're live
you?
On Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Trish.
Hi, Trish.
Hi, Trish.
My question is, do you see me having a successful reconciliation?
A what?
Successful reconciliation with an ex.
Hello?
Hello, can you repeat that, Trish?
Yes, I said, do you see me having a successful reconciliation with an ex?
Trish, I don't know what it is. I don't know if you're on a cell phone or not, but the line is not clear. Okay, we're going to go to another call, area code 201.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
What's your first name and what's your question?
My name is Jackie. I'm just trying to get education on how to move forward and unblock a lot of things from the past. I just wanted to see what she could pick up in energy. You know, after reading, like, her mini bio on the page, I mean, I went through many of the same.
Kalina, can you hear that?
I can hear anything. I can hear... I didn't even get her name.
Okay, let me try one more. Hello, what's your first name? You're on live with Reality Spirituality.
Hi, you're speaking with Vicky. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? You're speaking with Vicky.
Stacy, is it?
Vicky.
Oh, Vicky.
Okay. Hi, Vicky. Hi. My question is, I am seeking employment. Just calling in to see exactly what you're picking up. I have an assignment that I'm working with a friend, but that's just a temporary situation.
Okay, she wanted a question about employment.
Did she say taxes?
Hold on a second. Vicki, did you say taxes?
No, I'm looking for work. So what are you seeing? I think the connection is bad. I don't know if it's on our end or it's on your end. I'm looking for work.
Yeah, her connection. You know what, Skype, you know what, Skype is really, I have to say, it's not working this morning.
Do you want me to try calling you on Facebook to see if that will work?
Can we do that?
Yep, it should.
Okay.
Let me call you on Facebook and see if that works. I'm sorry, Vicki, I can't hear what I thought you said something about taxes. I can't quite hear what she's saying.
Yeah.
But I'll hang up, Rebecca, and I'll call you on Facebook.
Okay.
Okay. I'll call you back.
Okay. Hold on, audience. First of all, she said she's going to call on Facebook. I didn't even know that you can call on Facebook. How do you do that? No, that's okay. Hold on, audience. How do I do that? Answer. Click share. Hello?
Hello, I can hear you.
I didn't even know that you could call on Facebook. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me go back to the studio. Wow. Okay. Okay, Kalina, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, so let's go back to the callers.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay. Go ahead. Hi. First one, is this Diane?
No, this is Trish. I was the next in line. And then
Hi, Trish. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Okay, so my question was, I was curious if you saw a reconciliation with an ex working out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what the guardians are presenting here for you, Trish, right now is they're focusing on, it's interesting because they're going back to the foundations of the friendship for you too, because what they're showing is there's sort of a lesson going on between one another. But they're also, I don't know if this makes sense, but is communication inconsistent? Like you might reach out to your partner and or ex-partner and then you don't hear from a bit and then back, like in and out like that?
Yes.
Okay. What they're presenting right now is they're focusing on they're presenting energy focus on you, like focus on what makes you happy. But what they're showing here is there is an energy where you two might rekindle the friendship. So what they're showing is go back to the beginning, like kind of focus on rebuilding or healing the friendship. With this, because they're not at this point where the energy is, they're not focusing on necessarily you two getting back together, but they're focusing on you understanding who you are, but also too the kind of focusing on okay, well, what was the friendship, and going right back because were you guys friends first, then became together?
No, we dated, but we were really good friends.
Okay, because it's interesting, like the way the guardians are translating this, they keep focusing go back to the friendship. Because they're saying focus on friendship, because I think that will help with some of the healing. But also, too, I think there's some good energy between you two where you point things out to him that maybe he needs to work on himself, and he points out stuff to you where it helps you work on you.
Yeah.
The only thing that they're presenting here is one sign to us where if energy is not flowing, it's usually communication. Like if you find that it's almost like pulling teeth to communicate with someone, just step back. Because when the energy flows, and it just should be very easy where if he messages you or if you feel like, okay, I'm going to message him, it should flow. But the moment it starts becoming a little bit rocky, just step back, let it settle. And then if you get an intuition to reach out to him, trust it. Do you have a hard time not thinking of him?
Correct.
What was that?
I said yes.
Yes, okay. What I would recommend is, because thoughts are energy, I would try to, and this is easier because I've been there, it's easier said than done, try to redirect your thoughts on what makes you happy so that you're not thinking about him. Because when we think about someone, we remove energy from ourselves, especially if it's something that we're getting frustrated or stressed. If we remove energy from ourselves, what we're doing in that moment. So when you do catch yourself that your mind keeps going to him, one sentence, and it doesn't sound very psychic, but I promise it works, say the alphabet And sometimes you say it 4 or 5 times, but what it will do is it will redirect your mind and then put your energy on you. So if you're like, okay, I want to do yoga for me, or I want to go hang out with my friends, stuff like that, put your energy there, because that will help the energy flowing a bit better.
Okay, and do you see this friendship happening shortly, or we're talking months, or?
They're not really giving a time right now, because right now the energy, there's still some healing, there's still some energy being removed. So I wouldn't say that it's something like tomorrow, but I would, what I would focus on, just let it happen naturally, let it go. If you find that you're getting stressed, like if you're like, okay, I'm not hearing from him, or the energy's going, that those pockets of energy, when you have that, go, it's really, really important to focus on you, just to remove that aura, because it shouldn't, no relationship should cause you stress, when, with like, with, especially with communication. So when you feel that, just take that as a flight from your angels, from your guardians, that, okay, the energy is not clear right now, so go focus on what makes you happy.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
I want to throw in my 2 cents. Can I throw in my 2 cents?
Sure.
Yes.
Oh, good. my 2 cents is one of the things that I used to do that would, I call a distraction. Some people say, I actually call it an addiction and or distractions. It could be food, it could be shopping, it could be drugs, it could be alcohol, it could be whatever it is, a distraction. And thinking about this, thinking about, in other words, I would distract myself with other things just so I didn't do the personal work, the personal growth, the looking in the mirror, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? When I say what do I need to do is what lessons are out there that I need to learn right now. The focusing on someone else or focusing on other circumstances is really a distraction, taking me away from doing the personal growth that I needed to do.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. You're everything is in perfect order in your life. Everything is happening the way it's supposed to unfold. And the hardest thing for me was to have the patience and then to surrender to the universe and surrender to the universe's plan. Because what I found is, listen, I want this stuff to happen the way I want it to happen. And what I've learned is that the universe has a different plan than my plan. And so really allowing and letting go of my plan and allowing the universe to divulge its plan, it's really a great divine plan. It's something that I never would have thought of or never would have taken this path. But when you trust and you let go and you surrender to the universe, you're going to find satisfaction just in all of those moments of the rest of your journey.
Okay. That's great advice.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening to that. I just felt that from you, and I want to let you know it's not easy letting go of that steering wheel and wanting things to, thinking that I, you know, hey, universe, shouldn't I be on national TV and shouldn't I be as big as Oprah and shouldn't I have a radio show that blasts all over it does go all over the world, but you know what I'm saying, a real show as opposed to a podcast. And I've just given up on thinking that my plan is really what's going to be best for me and letting the universe reveal what their plan is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, I could feel her. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to our next call. Here we go. Area code. Actually, the name is just Sidge. Sidge. What kind of name?
Hi.
Is that your name, Sidge? Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, my name is Gidget.
Hi, Gidget.
Skidge is just a little short nickname I use for all my stuff.
I love it. What's your question, Gidget? And thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you. And thank you for taking my call. Anyway, I guess I just want to know what... what's going to happen in the upcoming year? Anything extraordinary? I mean, I am, I guess, waiting for love, and I'm not really doing much to, you know, I'm kind of old-fashioned. I just think it should not come to me, but, you know, I don't know. But I don't know.
That makes sense. But what the guardians are showing for you, Gidget, is they're... It's because they're repeating kind of what they said to me before. It's really important for you to keep following what you love, especially this summer. It's about going to the places. Like, if you love music, go to more music. If you love learn, maybe go to a museum, anything like that. Because from there, the guardians are translating an aura where it's going to put inspiration for you. And it's going to help carry you into the next chapter. And what they're presenting, this is going this year, 2016. It's a year of, the way they're translating this is peace. It's a peace where you're understanding who Gidget really is. And it's also to a vibration where, they keep saying inspiration. The guardians are showing a lot of inspiration around you where it's like you fall in love with life again. And it's something where you're going to find a passion where it's going to motivate you to really step into your power. It's like they keep showing museums, so just sort of trust your intuition with that part, but they keep showing a lot of museums. And this sounds really random, but do you play bingo or something like at a hall?
Mm-hmm. No.
No, just sort of keep an eye. If you see a bingo hall or something like that, just sort of read the intuition that you pick up on that. I don't know if that's like a friend going there or something with there, but I don't feel like that has to do with romantic energy. They just make me feel there's a connection there somehow, but more friendship, like maybe a girlfriend or something.
Okay.
And
did you say museums? What? Did she bring up museums? Is that what you said? Oh, okay.
For inspiration, you
know. Okay.
For inspiration.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Gidget. Thank you so much for calling in. And thank you for listening. Okay. We have just a couple more calls. Are you with me, Kalina?
I'm here. I'm all ready.
Okay. Area code 201. You're live. What is your first name and what is your question? Welcome.
Hi, my name is Jackie. I just want to ask about, do you see anything changing with my job and schooling?
Okay. Are you saying to be a healer, like a doctor or a nurse?
You said a healer?
They're saying that you're a healer, an actual healer. Are you saying to be a doctor or a nurse?
No, I'm actually a teacher, but I've been told many times that I have the gift of healing. I do help a lot of people.
They're showing healing. You have healing abilities. And when they say that, healing abilities can translate, you can look at someone and say that, okay, you need more water, or you can feel their, like, something's not aligned. Is it Jackie? Is your first name Jackie?
Yes.
Yeah, Jackie, okay. Jackie, what they're presenting here is they're showing an energy where I kind of feel like you're getting into more, a little more into your healing abilities. They're also showing you that you have past lives where you were a healer. You have that experience from other lives. And what they're saying here is they're asking to maybe look into either Qigong or Reiki or even Tai Chi, anything like that. I think would be very powerful for you. Now, once the guidance is an information to us, Jackie, and same thing for the listeners, it's not meant to make any decisions for anyone. It's just more about, see what you feel with that connection, and then you trust your intuition what you want to do with it. So just use your intuition what you feel. They're presenting, it's like they're really kind of putting the Reiki. Are you a Reiki practitioner now?
No, but I'm very interested in the chakras and aligning them. I know several years ago I had problems with my root chakras, so I've been trying to work on that. I've been experimenting with crystals, and, you know, I know that certain times of the month, depending on the position of the moon, I get swelling. So I've been trying to, you know, learn how to balance my own body and, you know, change the energy in my atmosphere. I'm learning on myself pretty much.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. I think if you're comfortable, I think Reiki will help you with that journey, because it makes you feel you have a pathway connection to Reiki. with it. I just think it would be a good energy. Like I know for myself when I got my level one, it made a huge difference in my psychic abilities and also to my energy. And I kind of feel like that may help happen to you, Jackie.
Okay.
That's all the kind of things, because they're not going further into the school or into the work, that they're just kind of focusing on developing your healing abilities, which sounds like you're doing now, getting into the chakras and stuff like that.
Yes, and I like to experiment with herbs and natural things in terms of cleaning my body and detoxing. But my initial question was about my current location where I work. I'm kind of off there because I'm very energetic. I mean empathic, and it's a lot of energy there. And I've been requesting to move. Did you see that I finally get released or not?
I'm sorry, Jackie. I couldn't hear the question.
I'm trying to move from my current location where I work, but someone has been deliberately blocking the process.
Let me answer this. You're talking about work and somebody's blocking.
I have a boss that's deliberately stopping me from moving on, and I'm trying to move from there. I have every right to be able to move on, and I'm just trying to see, do you see anything happening? Because this particular location really drains my energy.
Okay, so Kalina, let me just she's talking about where she is, where she works, that she said that there is a boss that is blocking her from moving to another position or another location. And she says it's really draining her energy. Go ahead, Kalina.
Mm-hmm. The guy is saying that you have the answer, so I was going to – are you picking up anything?
For me, yeah. This is what I want to say, Jackie. You know what? I can feel you, and you feel and you know I always say all of this with love. Okay, so here we go. Big love sandwich. Put on your seatbelt. But you're very heavy. You're very, very, very heavy. I like to use the analogy of water and how water has different formations and forms. And so there's you know, when you freeze water, it's solid. It's like an ice cube. And then when it's just, you know, regular water, it's flowing. So if you're going, you know, if it's a river and it's going down rocks and boulders, it's going to flow right past it. And then there's the other. Oh, there's a lot of noise. And then there's the other form, which is steam. And so that's the lightest. Is that you, Kalina?
Hello.
Hi, because I hear a lot of static.
No, I can hear you. It sounded a little distant there, but I can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go back to my dear Jackie. And so there's different forms. There's the ice, there's the regular water that flows, and there's the steam. And so this ice is a heavy, and it just feels like you are very serious. It's a serious vibe and a serious energy as opposed to a light, steamy kind of energy and vibe. And I really want you to, like Kalina was saying, start doing things and engaging in things that are lighter. We need to laugh more. We need to start enjoying this life more. And let me tell you something about this boss that you said is blocking. There is, and I'm only saying this because I've been in situations in the last 6 months that you would not even believe. Let me just throw this out. I work in a law office, and I had my son's target practice at my desk. Now this was maybe 15 years of having this target practice, Kalina. Target practice at my desk. I mean, it's a huge poster. When he was 12 years old, one of my friends who happens to be an officer took him shooting. And after 15 years of having this target practice poster at my desk, all of a sudden, somebody that I've known for a long time, you ready for this, Jackie? You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Reported me and said I was causing violence in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm a happiness specialist. Violence in the workplace. Now, I'm smiling because I used to think, what is wrong with her? Now, this person is a little unstable, I will admit that. But I'm thinking, what is wrong? Why would she do that to me? I've been nothing but nice to her, and on and on and on, and all these thoughts, and why is she doing this to me? And then the universe hit me with this, my dear Jackie. The universe hit me with this, and the universe said, she's not doing anything to you. We're doing it for you.
Mm.
So your boss, even though it seems like they're doing things or it might feel like it's personal, it mm-hmm. never is. There's nothing anybody can do to us that the universe hasn't signed off on. I know
right.
it sounds
okay.
crazy. I know it sounds a little nutty, but the universe signs off on all of these things. It's up to us to get what they're trying to teach us, to get the lesson, and to get the deeper, deeper picture. And to find the good. So if you're at that job and where you are right now, for whatever mm-hmm. reason, it's because you're supposed to be there right now. Nobody's blocking you. Nobody's doing anything. It's the plan of the universe. Trust me on that one, my dear, sweet, sweet Jackie.
And I do, because your analogy of your experience sounds very similar to mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see the parallels in it. It's just that I realized that I was going through a purification process. I also realized that I was going through a personal challenge and test, patience
mm-hmm.
and humility and all of that.
That's
but
right.
I also can recognize when it's time for me to move on, and I'm at that point. Now, I'm not here to challenge the universe, because in all things that I do or I go through, believe me, I'm constantly thinking about it. I'm constantly
mm-hmm.
trying to understand it. Maybe sometimes overthinking may be my problem.
And let me say that. Now you said it. Now you got down to mm-hmm. the truth. Stop. Mm-hmm. In other words, let these. What I had to do is let these stories in my head go. Let the stories go. You don't even need to think, my dear. The universe mm-hmm. will think for you. You don't need to think. And this overthinking and overanalogizing is another distraction, and it's also just a habit. So when you recognize it, you just you're no judgments and oh God, I'm overthinking. Oh my, I'm doing it again. No. Just accept
no,
it.
Should I leave? Okay. Without
yeah,
thinking,
just be mindful. Just this is what's going on. Just be mindful and ask the universe. Universe, how do I just live in the present moment more often? How do
mm-hmm.
I focus my thoughts on something that's going to serve me? Just throw those questions out, and then the universe will answer those questions for you. But don't try. Stop trying so hard to do everything. The universe got you know. You have the energy, the entity that creates worlds, and in your corner. You're good, sweetie.
You know what? And it's funny because. He told me that last year. He knew it was something that I really wanted to do. It was very near to my heart. And I had a heart-to-heart with him because I felt that he was trustworthy enough to understand where I was. I see him making accommodations for other people. So I went to him in good faith.
Okay, Jackie,
and
we're going to move on. But I want to say one thing to you, my dear. I really appreciate that you called and shared with the audience your challenges, because we're more alike than we are different, and your challenges are the same challenges I have had, other people have or having. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. I really appreciate it. Kalina? There's a lot of static.
I'm here too. Jack, I can hear her the last wee bit.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? We're going to have to do this again because we're coming up to we're going to have to do this again. This has been really a great show, even with the extra, even with this communication.
No, it was great, and I can't believe how fast it went.
I know, crazy. Okay, so as we always do, well, not we always do, but I always do. Okay, so what do you see with me? What's going on? When am I going to? No, I'm really good. I feel I really let the universe just be in charge of this whole thing. And I'm honestly, I just do less and less and less and less, but I am inspired more and more and more. And so when you talked about intuition, and I wanted to share that too, is that it is a practice when you practice listening to that voice and paying attention to that voice and being quiet so you can hear that voice. What happens is you get guidance all the time, and you get guidance with your life in every moment, even to turn right or to turn left or to make a phone call or not to make a phone call. So the intuition is there for us to use. It's our personal GPS.
Totally agree. And I think one thing too, Phyllis, is the big languages of intuition is happiness.
Mm.
So do you want to make happy in that moment? Going left makes you happy, over going right, that's what you trust.
Exactly. And then know in every moment you're either choosing whatever you're going to do, because we only have control over a few things. This is my thing. I don't have control over what happens, but I have control over my perception of what's happening. I have control over my behavior. I have control over my words. I have control over my attitude, my vibration, my personal vibration. And so knowing that, it's a practice to trust, allow, without resisting this journey and this plan. It's not mine. It might not be the one I chose. Not might be. It's not the one I would have created for myself. Trust me, I would be on top of a mountain overlooking the ocean with with a cook and somebody that stretched me every single day. And what else, Kalina? What else? I mean, come on.
Lots of flowers.
Yeah, exactly. So, share with my audience where they can find you, where they can connect with you, and a little bit about where they, you know, and so before, because we're going to wrap up the show.
Sure. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. So I'm on Facebook. That's the best way to get a hold of me. It's Kalina Psychic Readings. So Kalina is K-E-L-L-I-E-N-A. I have a Facebook group. I was doing daily readings, but it's not letting me upload for the last couple of weeks. So I'm hoping to get that sorted soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I do phone readings. So I'm in Canada. So I'm in Nova Scotia, Canada. But I do phone readings. And honestly, phone readings are the exact same energy as in person. And yeah, Bless, if you have any questions about today's show, please feel free to contact me on my Facebook page.
Yay. Well, this has been a great show again. I love it when you come on. There's so many interesting topics, and I think that it was a good mix of ideas and good mix of wisdom and a good mix of what both of us have learned, because, you know, you're so cute. You're talking about, oh, when I was younger, when I was in my 20s, I'm thinking, I don't even remember when I was in my 20s, sweetie pie. But thank you for rubbing that in. No. and then you said, oh, and now I'm 36. Woo! No, I love the youngsters. I love it. Listen, I really do. I love it. I love it. So what I wanted to say was, especially to the audience, it's really about what you're learning in every moment. And the universe has this thing set up, this life set up. So there are lessons in all of it. And the more lessons and the more things that you learn about you, not really necessarily about others, but really about that wonderful entity in the mirror, that person in the mirror, what you learn about you, you will, like Kalina said, will be able to empower yourself throughout this journey. And now that you know that the universe has your back, you can surrender. You don't have to think so much. You don't have to do so much. You can relax and enjoy the ride.
Exactly. And I think, yeah, that exactly.
No. Oh, okay. Good. So I'm right again?
Of course. Well, I really agree with that. It's like when you can relax and you enjoy, things will naturally happen.
Yeah.
You're not putting those expectations. You're not putting those energy to block your path. And it just is, you're just allowing the joy to flow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me throw this one last thing out, because I just have to, because you use this word that I never use because I don't believe in it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
And I know what you're saying, and I totally get it, this thing about blocking. I used to think that I was blocking. I'm blocking money from coming to me. I'm blocking this. And let me say this. If the universe wants me to have something, or the universe wants me to experience something or someone or something, trust me, people, there's nothing you can do that's going to block it.
When I say blocking, I mean more about it's blocking the, what was the word? Like if you're not being in joy, and you have
open
expectations, those expectations can redirect your energy from the joy. That's more of the blocking that I mean.
That,
you're absolutely right. Like yes, if something's meant to be, it's totally going to happen. But when your energy, when we're in the energy where if it's stress and where our energy keeps going there, that can block our joy, or it can block that the positive energy from the experience. That's sort of more of what the energy I mean.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you're just describing talking about focusing on something that, in other words, focusing on what you have control over or what you don't have control over. Do I have control over who comes into my life, and more importantly, when they come into my life? Absolutely not. I don't have control over that. So focusing on what I have control over, yes. Focusing on what I don't have control over, which one of that is the future, no. So it's really, you're right. It's you can't be stressed and happy at the same time. You can't be unsatisfied and then dissatisfied at the same time. So it's in every moment you have a choice, and you have a choice to either trust and relax and surrender and breathe, or your choice is to resist and to complain and to be dissatisfied and to not accept, and those are your choices in every moment.
Right. And also too, just for that, like, of course, like, if you're going to have a moment where the energy is really loud, or if you're getting upset, cranky, or whatever the energy is, like, have that moment, because there's something in that experience is teaching you.
Yeah.
Whether it's just even to catch you to say, you know, for you to see the power that, okay, I'm not going to be cranky today. Or I'm not going to have energy for you to take back the energy and do the work. And I think this is important too. Like you got to do the work to redirect your energy. It just doesn't happen.
Right. It is a commitment. It is a commitment, it's a commitment, and it's an urgency. Just like you need to breathe, it's that big of a commitment. You need to, or want to, or have the desire to. And the other thing, what did you just say? Rats. See, that's what happens when you're over 36. Sometimes the memory goes.
Do the work. I can't remember.
Thank you. Thank you. Now you know how I feel. That's what you get for being such a youngster. 36 and all 36 and ruling the world. I'm 36 and I ruled the world.
So funny.
Okay. So let me just wrap it up again. Let's wrap it up only because, I don't know, I could talk to you forever, but Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. And you can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. And email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com.
follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, and I know that you have, because I can feel it, I can feel you out there, just go to Reality Spirituality on Facebook and like the Reality Spirituality Facebook page. And I want you to remember who you are, my dear audience. You are a physical extension of the universe. You are the universe. You represent the physical form of the universe. Remember, you are always growing, always changing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It's really about the journey. Thank you so much, Kalina. Thank you so much for being on the show. Love you.
Thank you for having me, Evelyn.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.